I'm back from skiing. It was a laugh, absolutely brilliant, but I'm absolutely
not going to lie, I'm absolutely knackered, unbelievably so. I can barely keep my eyes open, as in when I got back for the next 48 hours, I was asleep for 30 of them, so that's kind of sucky. Anyway, I'm now walking out of training. I did not want to get up this morning. I very almost did not get up this morning because also I'm on my own and I've had to cycle 3 miles to get to the blooming swimming pool and now I'm about to cycle back. So basically, I'm not very happy and I'm looking forward to getting straight back to bed. And I'm not even kidding, not the normal pissing about with breakfast. No, straight into bed and I'll be out within about 10 seconds. But still, I had to come. I have a gala this weekend, so I kind of guilted myself into going. But I can't, the only reason I actually managed to physically wake up is because I accidentally fell asleep on my phone. That's how tired I was, I fell asleep on the phone. And it vibrated on my stomach, which then made me jump out of bed like a ninja. So I thought, as I'm up, I might as well go. So yeah, watched the sun come up doing IM, which is brilliant, 4 times 400 IM, which is horrible. Then 400 warm up for freestyle and backstroke. And then about, I was meant to do a 200 warm down, but I only did 100 because A, I'm cycling back, so I'm kind of going to warm down anyway. And B, there were like 5 small children in their own lanes, and they were very noisy, and I was just thinking, I do not fancy that. So I beat everyone to the showers and snuck out as fast as I could, which is probably a bit cheeky, but meh, why not? I'm giving up my Easter to train, so what can you do? And I also found out my coach is actually going to be at the gala, which I didn't think she would, because she was going to go travelling or something. So that's, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. It's a good thing if I do well. If I do badly, it's going to really suck. So I'm kind of torn. Anyway, I'm sorry I'm really loud. I had to pretend I was on the phone because people kept giving me funny looks. And I'm sorry my voice is like a 5-year-old poof. I lost it when I was screaming, "Bournemouth said I'd die in France." So yeah. That's pretty much how I'm feeling right now. Next time I'm doing, I'll try and be slightly more optimistic. But right now, you know, not feeling too great. But no, I'm looking forward to my 3-mile cycle home. I'm really excited for it. I'm just looking forward to the bed at the other end. So I'll catch you later.